Hello there, ghost lovers. I'm your host, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Ghost Tour. Welcome back to the haunted tales of our first season. If you're ready to catch up with Lee, Vern, and the ghosts they've encountered, you can start your own ghostly research too. Grown-ups can purchase the Ghost Tour Starter Pack. It comes with a mini Ouija board to summon spirits, a vintage book of ghost stories for inspiration, and a ghost tour notebook for your eerie discoveries and supernatural experiences. Head to CordeliaStudios.com/ghost tour and grab your starter pack today, if you dare. Now, settle in for episode 2, Kenna Clark, The Curse of the Jepson Playhouse.
Do you see what I'm seeing?
What? Looks like a Broadway production of Phantom of the Opera. Oh my gosh! All their tour guests have cute little lanterns too. These haunted Jepson people really aren't joking around.
Ugh! Don't fall for it. Haunted Jepson is the worst. I honestly cannot believe them. And Clayton of all people.
Who's Clayton again?
Ugh!
Imagine a child, not even 10 years old, alone, abandoned, betrayed. What's that? 8 p.m. signals the church bell. 8 p.m. The exact time when little Susie Simons disappeared on that fateful night. Susie, is that you in the window? Hello? Hello?
I hear her. There she is.
Creepy.
Amazing special effects.
And just like that, she's gone for the night. Back tomorrow and tomorrow, forever searching the skies for the parents who left her behind. May the spirit of little Susie Simons rest in peace.
Wait, Lee, where are you going?
I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
Folks, please enjoy a spooktacular scoop of complimentary ice cream here at Jepson Creamery. We'll meet here in 15 minutes to continue our tour.
Excuse me. What are you doing?
Why, if it isn't Miss Shirley Bunker. I'm about to get myself 2 scoops on a waffle cone, actually. Can I get you anything? Oh, hey there. I'm Clayton.
Oh, hey. I'm Vern. Love your whole look, by the way. I mean, that cape. And the smoke machine is a really great touch on the tour, too.
Ow! Lee, what'd you shove me?
Why, thank you. We just updated our Haunted Jepson Deluxe Tour route. Now, featuring 3 eerie experiences inspired by real-life hauntings.
Right. Hate to interrupt, but we're kind of in the middle of our tour ourselves.
Oh, really? Where's your group?
They're on their way. We actually have a really big group tonight. A family reunion thing or something like that.
Well, that's great to hear. Good for you.
It doesn't matter anyway, because this has always been the Jepson Jeepers tour route, starting after the church bells at 8 p.m. sharp.
Yeah, it's a little over my head, but I think Haunted Jepson just assumed y'all closed down. We all did.
Well, you assumed wrong.
Well, I was going to say, if you're interested, I'm happy to put in a good word with my boss, Juan. Hana Jepsen's hiring more experienced agents with the summer rush, and, well, you're so good that I bet you'd be a shoo-in for one of our new tours.
No, thank you! I work at Jepsen Jeepers. We give historical Jepsen ghost tours featuring real historical figures. And we're fine. Everything's fine.
Okay, well, I'll let Juan know about the root issue. Sorry about that, Lee. Really, I'm just the talent, so...
Right, yeah. Okay, just let him know. Thanks.
Will do. I better catch up with my group, but see you around?
Bye, Clayton. Well, that was annoying.
Do you have a thing for Clayton?
What? No.
Because he definitely has a thing for you.
Gross. Can we talk about something else?
Yeah. How come you didn't tell me we have a big group coming tonight?
Because we don't.
Oh?
We only had one person register, and there are no show, so...
I'm sorry, Lee.
Hi. Is this Jepsen Jeepers?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. I wasn't sure. Y'all should maybe invest in a sign.
Ours fell down this week. See the pole and the hinges? It's kind of a metaphor for loss and grief.
Well, I guess it goes with the whole haunted aesthetic.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad I found you. I'm one of Dr. JJ's former students. He used to rave about this place. I'm in town for a conference, and I was hoping I might catch a tour.
Well, you're in luck. Tonight you'll be our VIP guest for your very own private tour. And one of our very best tour guides happens to be working tonight, so you're in for a real treat. This is Lee.
Hi, Lee. I'm Graham from Greenville.
Hi, Graham.
We'll be right with you. Give us 1 second.
No problemo. I may just go ahead and use the facilities. Staying extra hydrated with the heat. Whew, good for the joints.
What's going on with you, dude?
Nothing.
Are you crying? Oh my gosh, Lee, it's definitely not nothing. Do we need to cancel the tour?
Cancel 2 weeks in a row? Are you kidding? No way! Not happening. That was a one-time deal.
Okay, don't freak out. We won't cancel. And you don't have to tell me what's going on if you don't want to. I know we're not really, like, friends or anything. I just thought it might make you feel better to get it out.
Yeah. Well, if you must know, my parents are getting divorced. They just told me at dinner.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think it's pretty final. Dad's moving out. And I guess the timing makes sense, since he just got reelected. You know, Mayor Bunker does it again.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, everyone thinks our family is like totally perfect, but it's been rough between them for a while. It's just embarrassing and weird, and I'm just sad. Then Clayton just had to show up at our starting point with his giant, stupid, haunted Jepsen tour and make everything worse. They're so phony and gaudy and disgusting, and I really can't handle the idea of them taking over everything.
Well then, we can't let them.
You saw their tour. They had 1 million guests, and it was, objectively speaking, amazing.
Well, I'm sure you haven't forgotten about Walter the Welder.
No, of course not. I've been thinking about him all week. He was my first real ghost.
Exactly. That's one heck of a historical Jepsen verified ghost story if I ever heard one. We've got a secret weapon. We're on to something that's way better than anything haunted Jepsen can come up with. We've just got to seriously work on our branding as soon as possible, including a new sign. I was a little distracted this week, but I promise I'm much more productive when I'm single. At least, I think I'm single.
What do you mean you think you're single?
It's a long story. Trust me.
I trust you. Do you really think it could happen again? Another ghost appearing to us?
Why not?
Step right beside this lamppost. Yep, that's perfect. See the partial brick facade? These ruins are all that remains of the old Jepsen Playhouse.
Oh,
opening on October 31st, 1905, as a 2,200-seat vaudeville theater, the Jepson Playhouse was considered to be the finest theater between Washington, D.C. and Atlanta. The showplace of the Carolinas, featuring vaudeville acts ranging from live performance, newsreel, audience sing-alongs, and even silent films.
Oh, it must have really been something back in the day.
Oh, it was. We've got pictures here. Take a look.
Wow! I wonder why they never tried to rebuild.
You don't know about the curse?
Oh, no! What curse?
Since the devastating fire of 1915, there have been three attempts to restore the theater to its former glory, all abandoned due to mysterious events historians believe are connected to one Kenna Clark.
Kenna? Is that Scottish?
Yes, it is! Kenna and her husband, Duncan Clark, were both of Scottish descent. Highlanders who came to North Carolina in one of the last big waves of Scottish immigrants to the state.
Ah!
As Duncan Clark came of age, he seized the opportunity of the vaudeville moment and turned the Jepson Playhouse into a destination.
Duncan and his wife were a power couple. Kenna was a killer soprano who pulled in crowds from across the country, and Duncan was a clever businessman who knew how to make the most of her success. The shows were killing. The money was pouring in. Everything was going incredibly well until
the very night that the great Kenna Clark was set to premiere her much-anticipated new solo act. She discovered her husband, Duncan Clark, in the arms of another woman, visiting trapeze artist Lola Ledoux.
Known best by her stage name, Amour, the two had been carrying out an affair for months right under Kenna's nose.
In a jealous rage, blamed by experts on her hysteria,
Now that I think about it, hysteria? That word is pretty messed up.
Yes, it is. But it's the word they used historically to describe her.
Because she was a woman.
Her eyes wild in a jealous rage, Kenna chased Duncan and Amour across the theater with a lit torch, flame blazing behind them as she screamed.
At last, Kenna led Duncan and Amour to the theater's trap, a concealed opening below the stage. There, she had them cornered.
Duncan howled for the entire company to hear, calling Kenna insane and threatening to throw her in an asylum then and there if she did not let them go.
But Kenna ignored him, slamming the trap door and locking it tight as the lovers cried for mercy.
And with no way for Duncan and Amour to escape, Kenna threw the torch at the stage curtains and set the entire theater ablaze, ending the legacy of Duncan Clark and his beloved Jepson Playhouse forever.
Many have reported seeing the ghost of Kenna Clark roaming the theater ruins in her opening night costume. Several prospective buyers have even claimed she scared them off with a shadowy torch, ensuring no one rebuilds on sight.
But all accounts confirm the sound of her soulful soprano echoing across the Kenna, is that you?
Wait, you can see me? And hear me?
Yeah, we can see you and hear you.
I can't believe it.
Is it me, or did it suddenly get very chilly?
I've been trying to get someone's attention for the last century. Longer. Everyone thinks I'm trying to haunt this place or curse them or something, but I swear, I just want to move on from all this. I did not set the theater on fire to begin with. Oh, God, does it feel good to say that so someone can actually hear it?
Wait, you didn't set the theater on fire?
No! Who the heck does that? It's all malarkey. I loved this place. It was my home. I wanted to perform here for the rest of my life. And I guess I got my wish. But I had no idea what I was signing up for. I only know so many songs, you know?
So, what really happened?
There was a fire. A broken lamp caught the curtains. The fire spread, the building broke down. Built too quickly, if you ask me. And I got trapped.
So you were the one who got trapped while the building burned down? Intense.
Wait, what?
And believe it or not, no one could hear me call for help.
even with my voice.
Coy the Eustace.
You belt?
Belt? What do you mean belt?
Oh, I've got quite the belt.
I've got to record this.
Cawthomer, the heather.
Not kidding.
Wow, listen to her sing. That's not a recording, is it? Is there a speaker somewhere?
We don't even have a sign. You think we have the budget for speakers?
It's so clear, though. I hear her like she's really here.
But like I told you, that night as the fire roared through the theater, no one could hear me. You see, I had this whole pre-show ritual.
Me too!
So you get it. Every night at half hour till places, I cross through the wings and up the stairs and into this little alcove above stage right. I tuck away and say this Scottish prayer my mammy taught me. May there always be work for your hands to do. May your purse always hold a coin or two. May the sun always shine upon your window pane. May a rainbow be certain to follow each rain. I got a little superstitious about it. It was my nightly good luck charm. Ironic, right? Anyway, no one knew where I was or how to reach me until places. Not even Duncan, which usually was a good thing, but that night, the night I needed to be found, it wasn't. There was so much smoke. The theater went up in flames all around me. And that was that. The end.
Jeez, that's awful.
So your husband, the whole Duncan Clark thing, none of that's true?
Yeah, sure. Duncan was on the make with some girl in the act, but that wasn't the first time. Did we have more than our fair share of shouting matches, including a quarrel about wages in front of the company that very night? That's true too. But at the end of the day, Duncan was the butter and egg man, and we made a lot of money together. All the business with Amor and the others hurt, of course, but I got over it, had my own thing going. We were helping each other. All I wanted was to perform, to sing for crowds like that, to reach people with my songs. And I did.
I totally get that.
So, this, you talking to the air and everything, this isn't some sort of gimmick, is it?
No, we're actually talking to Kenna Clark. The one from the story. Or her ghost, I guess.
So you do believe in ghosts?
I mean,
I prefer the term spirit.
Anyway, yes, Graham, Kenna's right here. You just can't see her.
Why not?
Beats me.
Oh, hello.
She just said hello.
Oh, well, hello.
So, this is my chance, huh? All this time wanting to leave this place, now I can. And it feels a little funny. Would you believe that? Applesauce.
We promise to tell your story, Kenna. Your real story.
I'd very much appreciate that. I mean, I've got a reputation. Descendants. Well, here I go. Tatty buys. Wait, what did you say your name was?
I'm Lee, and this is
Vern.
And I'm Graham. In case you wanted to know.
I'll give your regards to Broadway, or wherever it is I'm headed. I can't believe I'm finally free!
It got warmer all of a sudden. Weird. Is she gone now? I'm gonna stop the recording.
Yeah. She's gone.
I never experienced anything quite like that.
You liked it?
Are you kidding? I loved it!
Great!
Does this happen every night?
Well,
because if it does, I'm telling everyone I know. My students would love it. It's so, so authentic. I mean, no one else is doing anything like this. How does it even happen?
That's a great question.
Are you on social media?
You can follow us on all platforms at at Jepson Jeepers, like tomorrow or tonight. Give me an hour, a half hour. We'll be everywhere.
Great, terrific.
You think social media is a good idea?
Yeah, why not?
I'll spread the word. Does Dr. JJ know about this?
What do you mean?
You know where he is?
Sure. I just saw him yesterday.
What?
Well, you're sure? Like, absolutely sure?
I'm positive.
So he is back.
Did he have his bike?
I don't know.
He must. It's been here for years, and then, as of last week, it was suddenly gone. Bring him to the storefront for the tour. 7:30 p.m. We need to see him.
I mean, I'll try, if he's available. He's a busy man.
Tell him Vern Lockley's the newest tour guide on staff. He'll be available.
That was episode 2, Kenna Clark, The Curse of the Jepsen Playhouse. Written by C. Quintana. Produced and directed by yours truly, Rebecca Cunningham. This episode starred Joshua Scott Galvin, Baron Bass, Tessa Flannery, Imani Russell, and Tria Leong. Sound design was by Chad Shanai, and theme song by Megan Begala. We also had special guests from some of our favorite kids podcasts. Dan Dews from By Kids for Kids Storytime, Chad Shanai from Girl Tales, and Amy Daniels from Kitten and Clucky. Huge thanks to the Ghost Tour Kids Club members who helped bring this episode to life. Avery, Gia, Juniper, Seren, and Willow. And special thanks to our generous donors, Emily Acero, Eleanor Bonner, Ashley Brooks, Carolyn Cart, Penelope Clark, and Emily Delgado. We are so grateful for your support. Ghost Tour is a Princess Grandpa and Cordelia Studios production. For ad-free listening of Ghost Tour, Girl Tales, Mysteries About True Histories, and more, subscribe to Starglow Plus at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Don't forget to follow, rate, and review Ghost Tour wherever you get your podcasts. Until next week, happy haunting.